Sarah, as always when she remembered her conversation with Mrs. Boynton, was blushing acutely. I felt all exalted, as though I had a mission, and then later, when Lady W. fixed a fishy eye on me and said she had seen me talking to Mrs. Boynton, I thought she had probably overheard, and I felt the most complete ass. Poirot said, "What exactly was it that old Mrs. Boynton said to you? Can you remember the exact words?" "I think so. They made rather an impression on me. 'I never forget,' that's what she said. 'Remember that? I've never forgotten anything. Not an action, not a name, not a face.'" Sarah shivered. "She said it so malevolently, not even looking at me. I feel as if, even now, I can hear her." Poirot said gently, "It impressed you very much." "Yes. I'm not easily frightened. But sometimes I dream of her saying just those words and her evil, leering, triumphant face. Ugh!" She gave a quick shiver. Then she turned suddenly to him. "Monsieur Poirot, perhaps I ought not to ask, but have you come to a conclusion about this business? Have you found out anything definite?"
"Yes."
He saw her lips tremble as she asked, "What?"
"I have found out to whom Raymond Boynton spoke that night in Jerusalem. It was to his sister Carol."
"Carol, of course." Then she went on, "Did you tell him? Did you ask him?" It was no use. She could not go on. Poirot looked at her gravely and compassionately. He said quietly,
"It means so much to you, mademoiselle?"
"It means just everything," said Sarah. Then she squared her shoulders. "But I've got to know." Poirot said quietly,
"He told me that it was a hysterical outburst, no more. That he and his sister were worked up. He told me that in daylight such an idea appeared fantastic to them both."
"I see." Poirot said gently,
"Miss Sarah, will you not tell me what it is you fear?"
Sarah turned a white, despairing face upon him.
"That afternoon, we were together, and he left me saying he wanted to do something now. While he had the courage, I thought he meant just to tell her, but supposing he meant—"
Her voice died away. She stood rigid, fighting for control.